Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masech Tis Bava Basra, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Suppose I have a partner. We both own the property. And I decide I don't want to have a partner anymore. You own yours and I own mine. Let's divide and separate. So I go over to my neighbor. I say, you know, we own this courtyard jointly. It's not working out. Let's divide it into two. The neighbor may say the property is very small. If we divide it into two, there's not much left for any one of us. So how much has to be left for each partner so that I can take a say to my shutif, let's divide? Zok the Mishnah. Ein chelken es achatzer. You can't force a partner to divide the courtyard. Achihei arba ames leze ve arba ames leze. Unless it's large enough so that after we divide it, each one has four ames. Now, four ames means 4 by 4 ames, which is 16 square ames. Furthermore, says the Batanura, when we say 4 ames, we mean that each shutef has an open space in the courtyard. He can sit there, ichveis, his wife hangs the laundry there, whatever has to be done there. But besides for that, there also has to be another 4 ames of space in front of each shutef's door, the doorway from his house into the courtyard. How do they carry things around in those days? How do they move things around? You didn't pull up your minivan, you had a donkey. And in order to unload the donkey and pull up the donkey, you had to have 4 ames in front of your doorway. Vayter zakta Mishnah. Well, what if we're not talking about dividing a courtyard? We're talking about dividing a field. Zakta Mishnah v'leya sasada, you can't force your partner to divide a field. Achihei ba tishakav in lezeh v'tishakav in lezeh. So the Gemara makes a cheshbon. What's 9 kav in terms of area? It's less than 4,000 square ames. If you don't have at least that amount, 3,750 ames, then it's not worth planting. If we have one big field and we plant together and we divide it, that's one thing. But to break it up into two fields, there has to be enough over here that it's worth to plant on. There has to be at least 9 kav for each. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to have 9 half kav for one and 9 half kav for the other one. In other words, 4.5 kav. So that's much smaller. So is it gedai to plant a field that's so small? Now the answer is that where Rabbi Yehuda lived, the Sava Batnura explains it, the land was twice as good. It produced double as much. So 4.5 kav was worth planting on its own. So you could divide it if each one had 9 half kavin. So really, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda don't disagree. Each one is explaining what the minimum shear would be in their particular area. Vayter says in Mishnah Volei Sagina, we don't force a partner to divide. A garden field means like a grain field. Gina is a vegetable garden. Achei b'chotzi kav lezeh b'chotzi kav lezeh. Unless there'll be a half of kav of land for one partner and half a kav of land for the other one after they divide it. Wow, that's a lot less than the grain field. Now, the reason for that is that vegetable gardens are planted in a different way. Grain fields are spread out. When you plant vegetables, you plant them much closer to each other. So even smaller pieces of land produce more vegetables. Vayter says the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, Beis Roiva, a quarter kav of garden for each partner is enough. The Batanura explains this means a place where you can plant a quarter of a kav. Now here too, some of the Shainim hold that Rabbi Akiva doesn't argue. He just says there were certain places in Eretz Yisrael where the gardens produced double as much. In half the area, in this part of Eretz Yisrael, you had the same amount of vegetables as if you would have planted double the area someplace else. The Namukha Yosef holds that way, some of the Shainim hold that way. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Suppose they owned a traklin. What's a traklin? It's a large chosh of a room used as a meeting place or let's say a hall, a simcha hall. This world is compared to a prizdar. Elam Haba is the traklin, right? Haskein Atzmecha, it says, prepare yourself in the prizdar so you should come into the traklin with all the right begadim, that means performing all the mitzvahs and so on. So what if two people have a traklin, this chashuv hall? Zakta Mishnah Valeya said traklin. You can't force partners to divide this traklin. Valeya's ha-moiran. Moiran is also a kind of a palace-like thing. It's Tfas Yisrael says it's a gazebo kind of a thing. was built in gardens. Sometimes, in the middle of a garden, you see a fancy gazebo. V'loyas ha-shoivach, shoivach is a place where doves live. V'loyas ha-talis. Now, when the Mishnah says talis, it doesn't necessarily mean, we explained this at the beginning of Masech Lisbov and Metzia, a talis shlamitza means something that they used to wear. They covered themselves with it. V'loyas ha-merchitz, and not a bathhouse. V'loyas beis habad, that's an olive press. All these things are owned by shutfim. And one partner can't force the other partner to divide it ad she'yehevehen k'dei l'zeh or k'dei l'zeh, unless there will be enough for everyone to use it in the proper way that that particular thing is used. If after you divide this traklin, nobody would consider half a traklin, because it's too small, then you can't divide it. The same is true for all the other things over here. A talus, if it's a very big talus, you divide it in half, okay, it's two talasim. If it's not a big talus and you divide it in half, you have nothing, you have two shmatas. So it has to still be called by its original name. Zaklal. This is the rule, says the Mishnah. Kol shiachalik, anything that can be divided. Ushmoi olav, and each of the parts still has its name. The base of bad, let's say the olive press is big enough that when you divide it, it's called two olive presses. Each one is still called an olive press. Then chalken, one partner can force the other one to divide. But v'yim lav, if it's not big enough so that half of what it is would still retain its original name, ain't chalken, then one partner cannot force the other to divide it. But again, we're talking about forcing the other partner to divide it. Amos say, when do we say not to divide it? Bezman she'ein shneim reitzim, if they don't both want to divide the property. Abo bezman she'shneim reitzim, but if both partners agree, afilo bepachis mikan. Even if all these things are smaller than the shear we mentioned, yachloki, they can divide it. Sakta mishnah vayter v'kisvei ha-kodesh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. This is different. Afal pi she'shneim reitzim. Even, let's say, if the two partners want to divide it, lo yachloki. That's a bazillion. Remember, their svarim were all like scrolls, like a sefer Torah. So to cut it up and to divide it is considered a bazillion. Now, if there are separate scrolls, let's say they own a set of Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, but they're not all in one scroll, then they could divide it. It's only if you have to mamish cut the scroll. Although we said before that if a property is too small to divide it, so one partner can't force the other one to divide it, but he could do something else. It's called good or agud, and that means as follows. He can say, listen, either buy my share of the property, and they're going to make up a fair price, or sell me your share at a fair price. But I don't want to stay like this as partners. That he could do. What he can't do, if it's not big enough, is push it, force him to split it down the middle. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned over here in the last mission of the first Peirik. We said one partner cannot force another partner to divide a chatzer, a courtyard, unless there's at least four amis for each, and that's besides four amis by the doorway. We're talking about a square four amis. Let's say they own a grain field together. Each one would have to have at least tisha kabin. Rabbi Huda says that we don't force a partner to divide his field unless there will be nine half kav. That's because where Rabbi Huda lived, the land, even less land, produced twice as much. So even to divide a smaller amount would still make sense. You don't divide a vegetable garden until there's at least a half a kav for each. Rabbi Kiva says a quarter kav. Some say here too, Rabbi Kiva doesn't argue, but in the area in Eretz Yisrael where Rabbi Kiva lived, the gardens produced more. Some say that Rabbi Kiva does argue. Vayter, someone has a traklin, that's like a fancy chasheva hall, or a moiron, another type of a hall. Tres Yisrael says it's like a very beautiful gazebo in a garden, or a place where the doves live, or a talis, or a bathhouse, or an olive press. If you want to divide it, it has to be that after you divide it, each one is still called by its original name. But not that it's so small that if you divide it, it's no longer called a press, or any of the other things. Now, the Mishnah concluded by saying, if it's too small, one partner can't force the other one to divide it, but if they want to divide it, they can. With the exception of Kisvei HaKadosh. Kisvei HaKadosh, that is in one scroll, two partners own it, you can't divide it, because that would be a bazillion, unless they're separate scrolls, even though the partners own the set, and you can say, you take these scrolls and I'll take those scrolls.